time was also sanctified in other ways. For example, Christians began to develop the sense of the week, as had Jews, as consisting in a special holy day and then the ordinary days. Notice the, if you're thinking semiotically of the relationship between clergy and laity, between sacred and profane, think Sunday and the rest of the week. So that rather than the weekly Sabbath in Judaism, Christians celebrated on the first day of the week, Sunday, it is the pagan name for that day, which is celebrated every week as a commemoration of Jesus' resurrection. So what is celebrated every Sunday is the resurrection. But time has to be sanctified entirely. And so what begins to happen is that the entire year becomes the liturgical year. All of time is structured by Christian convictions and by the Christian experience. So that you have two great feasts that organize the entire Christian year. The most important is Easter. But Easter now is preceded by 40 days of preparation called Lent, which is a time of penitence, a time of preparation, of discipline, and so forth. In Islam, this is Ramadan. And then you move increasingly into the celebration, indeed, almost the reliving of the last days of Jesus' life. Holy Week intensifies Lent. You begin to move day by day through Jesus' last days. The sacred Triduum, the last 3 days, his Last Supper, his death, his burial, and finally Easter, the Easter Vigil. So time is structured not on profane days or pagan feasts, but around the Christian calendar. Similarly, and later, Christmas, the celebration of the Incarnation. Again, a 30-day season of preparation and penitence called Advent, awaiting the coming. Then Christmas itself, and then the Feast of Epiphany on January 6th. So another cycle, the high holy days with their time of preparation, then ordinary time, which is much more profane. But as the movement of Christian life and Christian sanctification becomes even more complicated, even those empty times begin to become studded with the celebration of particular saints, people who have been sanctified. And so the Christian liturgical year has the two great feasts of Christmas and Easter, but then throughout the year, the celebration of saints' days in commemoration of these special people. So we have to talk for a moment, what is a saint? Because this is a very important concept in Christianity. In the earliest period, when Paul is writing his letters, when he writes his letters to the saints who are in Corinth, he just means all believers. He simply means that everybody who belongs to this realm called the Holy Spirit. It's simply a designation that Christians use for themselves. There's the world and there's the saints. But as Christianity developed, it became clear that some people, especially martyrs, people who witnessed to their profession to the point of death, people like Jesus himself, Paul, Ignatius, Polycarp, and many, many others, in them the Holy Spirit's work was, if you will, completed, finished. They were made holy through their death. And so they were regarded as, in a sense, a realization of what God's work was about. That the whole point of Christianity was to make saints. And therefore, when people showed in their life, first of all, in the way they died, but then increasingly confessors, not people who died for the faith, but people who endured for the faith and who lived out their life in a particularly holy and convincing fashion, were regarded as the individual triumph of God in human life.